Since 2000, police have had to kill 3 bears along the Sitka Road system. Sitka residents in the same time period have killed 10 bears, 3 of them illegally. The public safety problem created by having bears roaming Sitka neighborhoods is amplified by the fact that we're not talking about the black bears that are at the center of Skagway's or Juneau's bear problem. Sitka's bears are grizzlies, or brown bears, and there is not much that can deter them once they've figured out that a household garbage can provides an easy meal. One bear killed in a Sitka neighborhood last year by fish and game biologists had been shot over 50 times on previous occasions by rubber bullets. As a result, the centerpiece of Sitka's bear ordinance is language that prohibits residents from putting attractive or food-based waste in their garbage cans until at least 4 a.m. on pickup day. An outdoor structure, like a shed or other container, will pass muster as long as it can't be opened by a bear. The ordinance generated some written public opposition from people concerned that Sitka was establishing a garbage police. In the following exchange with Assemblymember Reber Stein, Sitka Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt said he didn't think it would come to that.
You're not worried about forensic investigations?
No, we'll give them a ticket and they can go to court and fight it, and tell it to the judge. This is not crime of the century kind of stuff.
Okay, well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure we just want to give out tickets indiscriminately and have people defend.
Well, telling you the truth, we don't plan on giving out any tickets. We plan on warning people and educating until they're repeat offenders. We're not going to be garbage police. We have a repeat problem in the neighborhood, and we've already talked to them. We'll write them a ticket, and then they can talk to the judge.
The lone opponent of the ordinance was Mayor Marco Dabcevich, who said that although the intent of the law was good, it would create more problems than it solved. He was concerned about people getting fined who weren't really responsible for bringing bears into the neighborhood. He laid out a scenario where a neighbor of his might be operating a smokehouse all day.
But when I come home from work, I might very well have that ticket on my door because the bear just threw my garbage all over the yard because the guy had pulled out the smoked salmon right before the bear got there.
Dabcevich was also concerned about the ramifications of the ordinance for people who had compost piles. Chief Schmidt said he did not support the ordinance because it was perfect, but because it was a start, one more tool for officers to address the bear problem besides shooting them. That sentiment was echoed by several assembly members, including Cheryl Westover.
I think this is a start, and we're not asking the police to go look into garbage cans. What we're trying to do is keep bears, especially away from our kids.
Westover said her Gavin Hill neighborhood had easily adopted a program of not putting garbage out until pickup day. In a memo to the assembly, ADF&G area management biologist Phil Mooney wrote that controlling garbage was the only proven tool for controlling the urban brown bear problem. He pointed to Sitka's own municipal waste transfer station on Jarvis Street, which, though it may have the occasional bear drop by for a look, has no problem because it is cleaned daily and the garbage is securely stored. The ordinance passed on second and final reading, 6-1, with Dabcevich opposed. It becomes effective on April 30th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.